You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
India witnessed a tragic incident on December 8th when the helicopter aboard which Chief of Defence Staff General Bipin Rawat, his wife Madhulika, and 11 Armed Forces personnel were travelling crashed in Tamil Nadu. Group Captain Varun Singh, the lone survivor of the crash, is now battling for life at a military hospital in Wellington, and the country is praying for a speedy recovery. Welcome to CNBCTV18.com. This is Kanishka Sarkar, and you are listening to the Top News Podcast. Before I share more details on the chopper crash, here's a look at some other top stories from December 9th. First up, the market extended gains to the third straight day today as equity benchmarks managed to end a choppy session higher. Gains in auto, metal and FMCG stocks were offset by losses in financial shares. Sensex ended over 150 points higher at 58,807, whereas the broader Nifty 50 benchmark settled at 17,516, up 47 points. The share price of Vodafone Idea surged as much as 15% today after a report said that the company has raised enough money to pay bondholders as the due date approaches. The shares rose to a 52-week high of 16.40 rupees. According to a Business Daily's report, Vodafone Idea has managed to raise funds for the payment of bondholders' interest on time. It is expected to pay 6,000 crore rupees from December 13 to March 2022. The telco has been in talks with lenders and investors to raise funds for the repayment of these bonds. Meanwhile, Paytm shares recovered and jumped as much as 6% today after falling for about 2% earlier in the day. This upward movement in the stock came as Paytm Payments Bank received the status of a scheduled bank from the Reserve Bank of India. So now, being a scheduled payments bank, Paytm Payments Bank can now explore new business opportunities. Paytm said that the bank can participate in government and other large corporations issued requests for proposals, primary auctions, fixed rate and variable rate repos and reverse repos, along with participation in marginal standing facility. The bank would now also be eligible to partner in government-run financial inclusion schemes. Reliance Industries shares were also in the green today and surged more than 2% following Jio-BP's deal with the Mahindra Group to explore electric vehicle and low-carbon solutions. Jio-BP, a joint venture of Reliance Industries Limited and BP, which is a British multinational oil and gas company, it has inked an agreement with the Mahindra Group under which Mahindra Group and its channel partner locations will be evaluated for setting up of Jio-BP mobility stations and EV charging and swapping points. Next up, MapMyIndia IPO opened for subscription today and was fully subscribed on the first day itself. The IPO of CE Infosystems, which owns the MapMyIndia portal, is entirely an offer for sale of equity by promoters and existing shareholders. The subscription window for the IPO will close on December 13. Now coming back to the chopper crash, an IAF Mi-17 V-5 helicopter yesterday, that is December 8, got airborne from Sulur for Wellington, and there were 14 persons on board the chopper, including the crew. The Chief of Defence Staff, General Bipin Rawat, was on his way to the Defence Staff College in Wellington, but the chopper crashed in Kunur, killing all but Group Captain Varun Singh. Leaders the world over are hailing the contribution of General Bipin Rawat to the Defence Forces of India. He was India's first Chief of Defence Staff. The cremation of the CDS and his wife will be done on December 10th in Delhi Cantonment. Meanwhile, Group Captain Varun Singh, the sole survivor of the air crash, is being moved to a Bengaluru hospital from Wellington. Also, did you know that Singh was conferred with a Shaurya Chakra in August for averting a possible mid-air accident after his Tejas light combat aircraft suffered a major technical glitch last year? Meanwhile, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today told the Parliament that a tri-services inquiry led by Air Marshal Manvendra Singh has started an investigation into the helicopter crash. Moving on, in another significant development, farmer unions have called off their over a year-long agitation adaptation as the central government has accepted their demand. They'll vacate the Delhi borders and return to their villages on December 11th. The protesting farmers received a letter from the centre with promises of forming a committee on MSP and withdrawing cases against them immediately. The farmers had been camping at Delhi border since November last year, demanding the repeal of the three farm laws. Last month, the government agreed to withdraw those laws. However, Samyukt Kisan Morcha leader has said that if the government doesn't fulfill its promises, farmers can resume their agitation. Moving on, a large deal is brewing in the pharmaceutical sector. CNBC TV18 has learned that Biocon is engaged in talks with Mylan Laboratories for a merger of Biocon Biologics with Mylan's biosimilar business. Should this large transaction go through, it would scale up Biocon's biosimilar business and unlock value. Biocon is looking to unlock value through this merger, scale up the business, obtain global reach, and subsequently go for a listing of over $10 billion valuation of the combined entity. It is also understood that Biocon is keen on taking a controlling stake in the merger entity. It may even look at buying some stake from Mylan as part of the merger deal, which may give some much-needed cash to Mylan. Next up is a development on the hot topic, cryptocurrency. The Confederation of Indian Industries has come up with a report on cryptocurrency where it says that regulatory tools should not outright ban digital tokens, but instead build a framework to monitor their use. This report by the industry comes at a crucial juncture when the government is all set to table the new cryptocurrency regulations draft bill in Parliament during this winter session. The industry body says that digital tokens based on blockchain technology can have several important use cases. According to their report, the crypto industry is currently driving substantial technological innovation globally. Blockchain innovations around the Ethereum mainnet, sidechains, and Layer 2 have the potential to transform a future of payments, remittances, finance, investments, and beyond, with significant socio-economic benefits, they say. Now, the latest on Omicron, the new COVID variant. The World Health Organization says that early evidence suggests the Omicron variant may be spread faster than the highly transmissible Delta variant, but it brings with it less severe coronavirus disease, though it is too early to make firm conclusions. Meanwhile, BioNTech and Pfizer say a three-shot course of their COVID vaccine was able to neutralize the Omicron variant in a lab test. This early signal that booster shots could be key to protection against infection from the newly identified variant. Lastly, even as there is this buzz going on about going green, about switching to eco-friendly products, it has been found that India's plastic waste generation has more than doubled in the last 5 years. According to data shared by Ashwini Chaubey, the Minister of State for Environment, in the last 5 years, the quantity of plastic waste in the country has more than doubled, as the country produced 5.89 lakh tons of plastic waste in 2015-16. So, here I leave you with something to think about our routine habits. With that, we end this podcast, but before I sign out, here's an opportunity where we will listen to you. In case you have any queries or suggestions, please do write to us on CNBC TV18 podcast at nw18.com. I'll be back tomorrow evening with the top stories from around the world. Till then, stay tuned to CNBCTV18.com for all the latest updates. Thank you for listening.